Eagles Airy 972 awaits me. Lying snug and covered in my Sunday morning bed, I try to focus my mind on what I will do today. Liz is preparing to go to church to sing in the choir. I, the secular husband, like to laze about on Sunday, since it's the only day of the week I do not ply my trades. Then, I remember that today will be different. I am to be guest speaker at the annual Thanksgiving gathering of Eagles, Airy 972, near Graysville. Oops! That's at 1 p.m., a mere 2 hours from now. I never turn down an invitation to speak or perform publicly, since it serves to pull me out of my shell, away from my routine. And it forces me to relive all that wonderful practice I got back in youth time, when years of acting on stage, followed by years of announcing and interviewing on radio and television, gave me the self-confidence I needed to deal with other people. Like riding a bicycle, it all comes back to me whenever I'm in front of an audience. Plus, I like to make people laugh and remember the good tidbits of life, if only for a few minutes. But what will I say to an audience of military veterans? What can I do to help them override bad memories for a while? After all, I am not a veteran. I am not an alpha male, exuding testosterone and bluster. I am merely a nerdish guy who spends his life with words swirling about him, selling books, reading books, writing books, preaching about the importance of books. When will the first yawn come from the audience today? Lying here, staring at the ceiling, I await Liz's emergence from the bathroom so that I can hop across the cold wooden floors and grab a hot shower. Liz comes into the room, all dressed up and perfumey, looking radiant. She places her hand on my forehead and, sensing my natural insecurities, says, "You'll do fine. You always know how to make them laugh." Or words to that effect. That's all the encouragement I need. Liz leaves. I get cleansed and dressed, and here I am at the computer keyboard, writing a note to you, or to myself if you aren't there. My mind starts clicking, and I kind of know, what I'll be doing at the lectern today. Maybe I'll read them my favorite true Thanksgiving story, the one I share with you once a year. Maybe I'll tell them about my Uncle Buddy's adventures as a paratrooper during World War II. Maybe I'll mention that sometimes war can make certain things better. In Uncle Buddy's case, he taught me how to turn swords into plowshares. In the case of the Berlin Wall, it was 25 years ago today that it came down. Maybe I'll mention several Russian and American astronauts who have lived and worked together in space for 6 months and will come down to Earth today just in time for Thanksgiving. And maybe I'll get a nice turkey dinner and some camaraderie from the veterans and spouses. Why not have a good time on a beautiful Sunday afternoon in a little town named Graysville, located near here, somewhere on planet Earth?